I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused Iran of abusing the International Court of Justice and using it for political ends. His criticism followed an ICJ ruling ordering the US to ensure the free export to Iran of goods, including food and medicine. The US says it already makes sure humanitarian supplies get through. Here's Barbara Blett-Usher.
Iran argued that the U.S. had violated the terms of what's called the Treaty of Amity with its decision to reimpose sanctions. The two countries signed the accord in 1955 to regulate commercial relations and have both used it since to take each other to court. Mr. Pompeo said Iran's case was without merit, that it had abused the treaty, and therefore the U.S. was terminating the agreement. He also rejected the ICJ's ruling, saying the International Court had no jurisdiction over what he described as America's sovereign right to protect its security interests.
A court in Peru has reversed a pardon granted to the country's ex-president, Alberto Fujimori, after an appeal from victims' families. Mr. Fujimori had been serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses. Candace Peart reports.
Alberto Fujimori was pardoned on health grounds in December by the president of the time, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, in a move which sparked widespread protests. Mr. Kuczynski denied that he'd released Mr. Fujimori as part of a political deal to avoid his own impeachment. Alberto Fujimori is admired by many in Peru, but to his critics, he's a corrupt dictator who was rightfully jailed for ordering the killings of innocent peasants.
Around 60 migrants are feared to have drowned off the coast of Guinea-Bissau in West Africa after their boat capsized. They're not believed to have been any survivors. Our Africa editor Will Ross reports.
The wooden boat is reported to have capsized during a storm when it was close to Guinea-Bissau's sea border with Senegal. A port official said the Coast Guard could see that the people on board were in trouble, but the Navy had been unable to intervene as it didn't have any boats available. Guinea-Bissau has two speedboats, but according to local reports, they rarely leave the port due to lack of fuel. The nationalities of the migrants is not known, nor is it clear where the boat was headed, but the sea crossing from West Africa to Spain's Canary Islands has been popular in the past.
This is the World News from the BBC.